Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin, and today I get to bring you all a very, very special guest. This guest is not only 23 years old, did not only break in with one of the largest medical device companies in 5 weeks, which you're all like, oh my gosh, they did not have any clinical or sales experience, but they also come from where I'm actually flying into to go back to see my family. I'm from the Omaha area. So today we get the opportunity to have Mr. Chase Blum join the podcast, who was able to take our course, broke in with his dream company in 5 weeks, and now he's on his way leaving Omaha to go be with Stryker. So, Chase, welcome to New to Medical Device Sales.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's pretty stoked to be here and share my story, talk about what I've learned and what set me up for success. So, got a lot to share. Eager to jump in.
Yeah, man, I'm so excited for you to share because it's honestly 5 weeks, right? I feel like it was just yesterday we were talking about March Madness and your Huskers good and ready to play, and then it's like here we are 5 weeks later.
Sore subject.
Yeah, sorry to
Sore
rip the
subject. Sore
Band-Aid
subject.
off, but it's funny just like getting into our first conversation and being able like, hey, man, I know this is what you want to do, and we're going to be able to get you there. And watching you in 5 weeks absolutely crush it. And you guys, what I want you to hear before I bring Chase in too much is I want you all to know, you guys will hear I talk about our silent assassins, people who come into the program and they don't need to talk to us. They don't have to get on any calls. They are just give me the game plan and I'm going to go crush it. And that is Chase to a T. Chase got into the program and in 5 weeks, absolutely crushed it, got his offers. And the next text I get was, hey, I broke into the industry. He wasn't blowing up my phone. He wasn't like, oh my gosh, what do I need? Like, he is somebody who you give the game plan to, you go and do, and he just executed. He did it in under 5 weeks, was able to break in again just by using the course. So I just want everyone to know that because when I say an absolute stud that we have on today, it's an absolute stud. And so I want you all to listen. But Chase, can you give us and the listeners a little just introduction of like who you are, where you're from, kind of some background about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for the high praise. I really appreciate it. So a little bit about me is going into school, I always knew like finance or sales were kind of the two different paths I was interested in. I've always enjoyed hanging out with people, talking with people. I've also really enjoyed numbers. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to pursue one of those two. And so during my time in school, I was like, you know what? I don't think sales can be taught in a classroom. I think finance can. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to pursue finance. And so studied 4 years at University of Nebraska. Lincoln, go Big Red. Absolutely loved it there. And then I ended up taking a finance gig out in Omaha, Nebraska, and really enjoyed the company, really enjoyed the people I got to work with. But at the end of the day, I wasn't completely filling my cup up. And I felt like I had some untapped potential and some skills that I just wasn't leaning into. And so that got me into pursuing sales. And so I connected with a lot of people in my life, really talked and tried to figure out, okay, hey, what type of sales should I go into? What is the highest, opportunity for, long-term growth? Personal development, also competitive. I'm a competitive person. And so, I want to do something where I'm going to be pushed to the limit. And so, one thing that kept on sticking out to me was medical device sales. And so, I ended up, doing a lot of research. I looked online and looked at the top companies and kind of figured out like, okay, hey, what, how do I want to approach this? How do I want to jump in? And then from there, I saw Jacob on LinkedIn, or I think I found the podcast on YouTube first and then messaged you on LinkedIn. And from there we got set up. And yeah, as you said, Silent Assassin, 5 weeks in and out. Was very, very rigorous with it. And I just got going, followed each module, followed everything to a T, connected to a lot of different people. And I think 2 weeks ago now, I accepted the offer. And so I'm moving out in 5 weeks and I couldn't be more excited. And so yeah, I'm just happy to be here, happy to share about myself and how I got here.
Dude, I just get such a big smile because it makes me just so proud to see you absolutely go and crush it. But I think one thing I want to kind of touch on is you said something really interesting, and I loved what you said there. Is like, hey, finance can be taught in the classroom, but sales I don't think can. And I hear so many people like it's so funny. Like they will be, hey, I'm gonna go do sales training or whatever it is, and then what people reach out to me is they're actually like, hey, what books do you recommend for learning about sales? And I'm like, how about you go cold call or just knock on 100 doors and you'll learn more about sales in those 100 cold calls or the door knocking than you will from any book because you can tell them what to do, but they won't actually understand it, right? And so I just wanted to like have you kind of touch base on like, So what about finance kind of like drew you, because you kind of already knew, like you said, you already knew you kind of wanted to go to that sales route anyway, but you knew finance would give a good backing. What was it about the finance option that made you really pursue it in college?
Yeah, no, I'd say finance is just a very, very safe avenue to go compared to sales. Just like with sales, it's heavy commission structure, so you're really betting on yourself. And when you're, coming out of school and, just looking for stability for the first time in your life, looking for something stable was enticing to me. And so I was like, you know what, we're going to do finance. I felt safe, it felt comfortable. And while I did really enjoy it, ultimately, I am transitioning for a reason because it wasn't something that I thought, hey, long-term wise, I'm not going to hit my full potential if I stay in this field. And so, yeah, transitioning to sales, it's going to be risky. It's exciting. I've gone out on a limb, but I'm fully committed.
Yeah, I love that, man. And what about medical devices? Because I know you said you talked with other people, asked where like the growth was, but what about it was really like, hey, this is why I want to come into medical device sales, and this is why I want to do it.
A couple big reasons. Number one is I feel like all salespeople thrive in in-person environments. And so when I was looking at like, hey, where can I do sales? I was like, I want to do something that's in person as much as possible. Not a lot of Zoom calls. And so you know what? Medical device reps are always going to be in the OR, always going to be in the hospital. And like, that's just such a huge part of it where you just have to be present. And so that was really appealing to me, where it's like, all right, I'm doing something where I can be present. Number two is obviously you're helping people. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you do, you're not going to go to bed and feel relaxed unless you're having like a legacy or a purpose. And so with medical devices, you do get that purpose, and that legacy and the ability to like look back at what you've done and like know that you're not just making money for yourself, that you're helping someone and you're paying it forward. Number three is this is I don't know how often this has come up, but AI risk. I feel like there's not a lot of AI risk in the healthcare field when you look at like, hey, do you know what, where's sales in other fields gonna go? And healthcare, there's just like, that's such a human element to it where it's always gonna be needed, especially when like, lives are on the line or, procedures are on the line and the human body's, notoriously unpredictable. And so yeah, there was just a lot of different reasons. And everyone who I know in medical device sales is incredibly smart and bright and with it, and people who I really admire. And so, there's just a lot of different reasons, and I'm excited to be jumping in.
No, I absolutely love that. And man, you said something right there, like the AI. It's so funny because I had multiple people. We, like I just told you, we had a video go viral. And one of the most common things I see, they've been saying it for the last 3 to 5 years. Even when I broke in, they're like, AI will replace all of you. And I'm like, there's not a chance. Because what people don't understand is like, yes, could AI take some of the selling systems away and all that? Maybe. But like the conversation is, it's not going to actually go in and teach a surgeon how to do it while it's real life, right? Like you're in there actually helping people. You're actually being a coach. You're actually being able to be a benefit inside the OR room. And so the reason I just say that is so many people, I hear it all the time. People who are uneducated about medical device sales will be like, oh, all those jobs will be replaced in 5 years. They said that 5 years ago. And yet, there's a lot of reps. There are all my people out there. If you guys have never done it, it won't make sense. But like, for example, I have gone and told nurses, hey, match yellow to yellow. And they're like, what's that? And I'm like, I don't know how you get to work on Sundays or any day. But the reason I'm making the joke is like, there's always going to be a place for a person. There's always going to be a place for a med device rep to continue to bring value. But I love that you brought in that point because most people aren't thinking like that long term. When you and I sat, we talked about the career you're wanting to do, where you're wanting to go with your life, how you want to make your life. And that's why you're so successful. Because again, you have a plan and you're going to go just go execute on it. And we understand the plan might change a couple times, but you're going to go execute. So I really love that. But I want to kind of transition into, you get into the program and you're like, let's just go crush it, right? I want to learn. What did you learn through that process of like maybe going from an interview in finance compared to an interview in like medical device sales and kind of what that journey was like for you?
Totally. In finance, my interviews was definitely like selling myself and my technical abilities. Can you understand this? Can you convey this? And it's all very technical. In sales, what I learned is it's all interpersonal that they want to see. And so the biggest takeaway I had from the course, now there are a lot of different takeaways, but the biggest one was really just networking and doing that pre-networking before you actually jump in. And so being able to hop on an interview where I'm name dropping that, like, oh, I know your ASRs in Washington to helping out on this, and just kind of like seeing the smile and, like, their face kind of explode, like, oh my gosh, this guy is like really well connected. He knows a lot. And just like being able to sell yourself to all these different people, prove that you can reach out and like cold call, because really that's sales, you know?
Exactly,
And
man.
so, yeah. So it's not necessarily interviews that I was like super, like preparing for. It was actually these each of these calls with like all the ASRs or the full line reps or whoever I could really get on the line that I was preparing for, coming in with targeted questions, why not, like, hey, what's this product? How's this compared to this competitor's product? And just understanding that, like, hey, this is the portfolio, this is who we're up against. And like, hey, this is how you stand out. And so just really getting all these different perspectives, getting these people in my corner where, they felt comfortable, saying to their manager that, like, hey, this Chase guy, I'm feeling pretty good about him. And so being able to do all that work beforehand, learning that from the course, learning how to be intentional about it, how to be proactive about it, and also just like, kind of knowing that, like, reaching out numerous times is totally okay. Following up with them after every interview, hopping in a call for maybe 2 minutes just to share about like what you're doing or where you're going next. It's not buggy. It shows persistence. It shows grit. And so being able to have that confidence to know that, like, hey, this is actually going to set me up. I'm not going to come off as needy. I'm not going to come off as, like, dependent. That's going to come off as like, hey, this guy's proactive. This guy's put together. And this guy's got high levels of communication, which is just needed to, thrive in this risk space.
I absolutely love that, man. If you guys are listening, just go back and listen to the last 5 minutes, rewind, and then just make sure you continue to listen to it because he gave it to you right there, right? And that is the reality of it. Is like, first off, what you just heard is what we talked about, do the job to get the job. Yeah, when you're getting on calls with ASR TMs, that's just a cold call, right? But here's the difference. What and we've said it for the last 4 years. There's no change in it. Networking. You guys need to network, but here's the difference. What Chase talked about right there is how can you network correctly so people actually want to put you up for stuff? I talk to people all the time. They've talked to people for 20, 30, 40 people, and they're like, I'm like, you got any interviews? And they're like, no. And I'm like, you're doing it wrong. If you're doing it the right way, you're actually coming and adding to the conversation. They actually want to help you a lot of times. Because let me just make this really clear. You guys can hear it on the conversation and why Chase got broken in 5 weeks is he's on top of it. He ain't messing around. When he gets on a call, he knows what he's talking about. When he's doing his research, he's actually digging. Compared to majority of you listening with the most love, you guys don't even have one question figured out. You don't even know where the person you're calling works. You haven't even figured out what's going on. And it's like being overprepared and going into having a conversation. And you guys can see this as Chase does a really good job of having a conversation, but getting what he's trying to get across there. Compared to many of them are like, they just start asking questions and you can't have a conversation. So, Chase, that's something you do really great. And it's why I know it's going to carry over and you're going to do really good in medical device sales is you do your research. You are hungry. You're going to make sure you do all the homework for it. But when you get on a conversation, you cannot actually have a conversation and lead it to the way you're wanting it to go, which is a talent in itself, which you do a really good job at. So I just want to give you a little hype right there, but let everybody know. Again, guys, we say, what's the secret sauce? Okay, network. Network's a big piece of this, but guess what? Most of you do it wrong, right? It doesn't matter. I can tell you, go shoot a ball and make a three-pointer. That doesn't mean you're going to be in the NBA, right? Because most of you shoot two-handed and you airball it, right? So I can't help you. We told you what to do. The reason I'm just saying that is that's something Chase does really good, and you guys just have to understand it. Now, Chase, once you started going through the interview process, what was that process like for you? Like, what did you learn? What did you like maybe not expect that kind of came into that process?
So the process was very lengthy. And so, I got in with Stryker. And so there were a couple different interview processes where, you're meeting with the territory manager, you're ending up in a presentation. You have to do the gal part way through. At the very end, you got to go talk to like the vice president. And so a lot of the conversations were really just like, okay, what's your why? Like, why do you want to do this? Why do you think like we should take a risk on you? And then ultimately, most of the conversations went really well because I came in with that knowledge from previous conversations where it's like, hey, these are literally the questions that they're going to ask you. Now, the course does a great job of doing that. Talking with people gave me a great like perspective on like, hey, this is what the hiring manager actually cares about. And like, this is their communication style. This is what they look for in a candidate. Like, these are the kind of traits. And so when they asked, like, how do you want to best support the team? I knew how to best support the team and like what her dream teammate looks like. And so like just really coming into those conversations, Knowing your story back, like in and out, knowing everything about you in and out, knowing the products in and out, just because, like, you're not faking it. You actually know it. It's actually genuine. What you're sharing is, something that you've thought about quite a bit. You're not coming up with it on the spot because, you actually care about it and you're actually taking the process seriously. And so being able to like just show that, like, hey, I'm taking this seriously. I've thought about this all. These aren't just me coming up with answers on the spot. Really just, gave me confidence to, feel great about myself during the interview and feel very confident in what I'm saying and being able to sell myself. And so I think that helped me stand out a lot.
Yeah, it's massive because, like you said, you guys are the only ones who can sell you. You know you better than anybody else. And if you can't sell yourselves, who can? Because I say that all the time. Like, I'll have people and I'm like, why do you want to do this? And they're like, oh, I don't know. I was hoping you could tell me. I'm like, I can't help you. Like, this is your life, right? And so the reason I'm just saying that is, yeah, you got to do your research and do your homework. But like, when you can say your why and you don't stumble, you know it, you say it with a lot of confidence, you know where you're going, that's half the battle, you guys. Now, something else I want to bring in is, like, we always talk about doing the job to get the job. All right, so Chase goes and he networks and he researches and he finds out the person he's talking to, aka the hiring manager. Let's bring that into the actual industry. That's your surgeon that you're going to go have a lunch with. How can we learn as much about that person before we actually get there? That's the big conversation. And that's what Chase did really good. Talking to ASRs, talking to TMs, talking to other people. Hey, what's the communication styles? What do they actually like to see? Right? Learning the things before you actually get into the room. And then let me tell you one more time, silly gooses, chess, not checkers. Chase already knew what they liked. Guess what he's going to do? Make sure the conversation goes the way that he likes. Right? Like, I say this all the time. The difference between a mediocre rep and a really good rep, we just use this at our new to medical device sales meetup, is like, I watch this happen all the time. They'll find out a doctor likes to golf. And the mediocre rep will go, yeah, doc, so you like to golf? Because they knew they liked to golf, but then they ask them a good dumb question. They already know the answer, but then the doctor's like, yeah, really doesn't lead to anything. Compared to the smart doctor or the smart rep knows the doctor likes to golf. And then out of nowhere, like, I've done this, is what, like, yeah, doc, so I was playing this blah, blah, blah course this last weekend and this happened. You ever play? I already know he plays or she plays. I just brought it up and they're like, wait, you golf? And then guess what? They want to go golf at some point, right? It's being able to learn this information and then leading a conversation. That's what Chase did really well, to then having a hiring manager be like, oh my gosh, this person seems amazing. And then guess what? Doesn't hurt as well, having four other people say that you're amazing, right? And so I just wanted to bring that around because, Chase, you absolutely nailed it. And I just want everybody to actually hear that, because it's not just getting on a call hoping it goes well, which I hear all the time. It's you're making sure it does go well because of you're doing the research.
Yeah, 100%. Totally agree. Yeah, just really hopping on and just doing a lot of research beforehand. Jacob, I haven't fully shared my story with you, but like one of the fun things that I did while I was preparing is when they gave me that scenario for the final presentation. So they had me do three sections: the about me, a role play, and then also like I had to sell them something. And so for the role play, I have a friend going through ENT med school right now, and I literally just sat down with him and I was like, okay, you're a doctor. What stands out to you about, this case study? What should I be mentioning? What should I be bringing up? And just like being able to like name drop, like, oh yeah, like I know the academic journal that this came in, and like this academic journal has, it's the largest in the space. Or, being able to talk about like, hey, I know that this balloon, has different debridements than, other types of procedures. And just like having that context where it's like you shouldn't know that going into the scenario, but you did know that because you went and you took the extra step and you did that research. And it just really like it helped me stand out. It helped me feel incredibly confident during the whole entire process, where it's like, hey, most of the questions that they'd asked me, I'd already thought about before. And I have the context of not only the salesperson, but also what is the doctor thinking? What are they looking for? And so like being able to just like really think about it and from a holistic perspective and understand it, it just really helped a lot. And so, yeah.
Dude, you were 10 steps ahead. And guys, just so you know, this is why I sit here and tell you, you're seeing Chase, but like, please, if you guys are listening to this 2 years from now, go check his LinkedIn profile. I can tell you he's been successful, right? Because Chase is what you're doing, everything that we talk about in the program is like, this is what it takes. You're actually being a good rep. You're thinking of all the different ways that it could go. And then you're making sure that you educate yourself so you can be ready for all the different scenarios and being able to see yourself in all different seats, right? And so, again, man, again, it just is so much fun to watch you just absolutely crush it, see where you're at. It is just, it makes my day But one of the questions I always love to ask people is, hey, we know there's going to be people reaching out to you. And I say this one more time. I just got screenshots again. Hey, love the program. Don't want to pay any money. Just give it to me all for free. Just so you all know, I'll say it one more time. I tell everybody that gets on this podcast, don't even talk to those people. We have a bunch of different resources, but here's the reality. You want to know why Chase was so successful and broken in 5 weeks? He invested in himself. He actually was like willing to go put money down on him and bet on himself. Because many of you guys, I can sit here and tell you from being a personal trainer, when I train for people for $25 a half hour, you know what most of them didn't do? Show up. And most of them didn't get results because they really didn't care. Compared to the moment I went $60 a half hour, everyone showed up, everyone got results, and I got even better clients. Actually put in the work, invest in yourself, because you all tell me that you wanted to do this for a career, but you guys try to do it for free, and then you wonder why you guys can't break in after 8 months, and then you also don't know what to do once you even break in. Compared to Chase, absolutely crushed it, and he's only been 5 weeks, so take how much time you guys have been trying, and guess what? Chase knows exactly what to do already. Bam. All right, Chase.
100%. So
people are going to reach out to you and be like, I don't know what I'm doing. You did it. Give me all your secrets, which we're telling you guys all the secrets right now. You just guys aren't doing it because you, yeah. So what's the advice that you're giving them if they're like, hey, I don't have sales experience, or I do have sales experience. What's your advice to me if I'm trying to break into med device sales?
I mean, just really connect, connect, connect. You know, I've emphasized a lot. You know, I've talked that, hey, there's so much to this course that like will help you and like help you understand. And a lot of that stuff really helped me stand out. But at the end of the day, I think being able to hop on a call and practice with sales reps,
yep,
saying your why, saying why you want to go into that space, being able to talk about like why you think you're a good candidate. So you, because each time you call someone, it's basically an interview. You know, they're asking about you.
Come
and
on.
You're also practicing what questions you want to know for your actual interview, because that way when you're coming in to your actual interview, you're not asking stupid questions. You're asking like really logistic questions and like, you know, next step things where it's like, hey, maybe this is like question number three or four that someone asks, because, you know, you already have the context to get there. And so just being able to have that practice, going through, talking to people, selling yourself, knowing everything about yourself in and out, knowing your story, knowing your whys. Whys are very important. It's emphasized during the course and it's heavily emphasized. And just like, why you, why medical device, why this company, why it's the space, and just knowing it in and out. And so, yeah, network, network, network. I connected with probably like 50 people a day on LinkedIn, found all different avenues, you know, whether or not that was the same school, whether or not that was same extracurricular activities during college, you know, connection of a connection, just really just going out there, finding as many people as possible, knowing that like not a lot of people are going to respond, but when they do, you bend your schedule around them, and you follow up with them, you say thank you, and you just keep them in the loop. And so, yeah, that's network, network, network. Number one piece of advice.
And I don't even have words to say, man. I'm just like, how you carry yourself. I'm just so dang proud of you. It's so awesome to see you just living your dream now. But like, again, you are going to do so well. I'm going to say it one more time so I can have it voice clipped in 8 years when you're running the whole massive Medtronic or wherever you end up going strike, or you're just owning them all. But I just want you to know, man, like truly from the bottom of my heart, I'm so proud of you. Like, you have always taken extreme ownership. You came in, you told me exactly what you were going to do, and you actually followed through on it and you crushed it. And now I know you're just going to go and do that in the industry. And I just want to say, man, you are busy. I appreciate you taking time, but I just want to say super proud of you and congratulations on officially breaking into medical device sales with a massive company, because you definitely earned it, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you for all the mentorship and, you know, all the material along the way, because I wouldn't have landed it without it. And I felt so confident during the entire process that it really wasn't a question whether or not I was going to land it or not, because I knew I could sell myself the moment I got in front of them. So yeah, thank you for that.
And look at you now, baby. You're still selling yourself. People are like, I just want to buy Chase. So, man, I just want to say you are going to be an absolute killer. It's so much fun to watch you. But, yeah, I appreciate you letting us be a part of your journey. This is what I just love. It's just that community of New American Device Sales. We're just getting a bunch of winners that want to win, and we just keep putting them in really good spots, and we have a community. And it's like, this isn't forever. Or this isn't goodbye. Like, we're going to still stay in contact. We're going to make sure you guys are successful. And I just want to, again, man, say I'm super excited for the future for you, and just want to say one last time, thank you for taking time and just sharing with our viewers your experience, because I know that some people are going to hear this and they're going to be like, wow, I need to step my game up, number one. And number two, though, it's going to give a lot of people hope that, like, oh, I didn't have clinical or I didn't have sales experience either. But they watch someone like yourself who comes in 5 weeks when people get told it's going to take months and years. But if you know what to do, you can go crush it. And you absolutely did that, man. So thank you for your time and congratulations once again, man.
Yeah, really appreciate it and looking forward to getting started.
You're going to crush it. And you guys, if you're watching, please press that like and subscribe button. A 5-star review helps us grow this channel. If you guys are really interested in breaking into medical device sales, we do have a program that helps, which Chase just did and broke in 5 weeks. Our average person does it in 8.2 weeks at $94,478 as of this recording. You guys can click the link below to learn more, or you guys can feel free to reach out to me, Jacob McLaughlin, or New to Medical Device Sales on LinkedIn or all the other socials. But I just want you guys to know you guys can do it. It is possible. Even if you don't have sales experience or clinical experience, you can make your dreams happen. Just keep working hard. Truly appreciate the support, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.